progressive, respectful, mentoring, compassionate. These are the values of Palmdale Regional Medical Center. And now we proudly present Palmdale Regional Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
The aorta is the main blood vessel that supplies blood to the abdomen, pelvis, and legs, and it can sometimes have issues. My guest today is Dr. Denise Smith. She's a vascular surgeon and a member of the medical staff at Palmdale Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show. Dr. Smith, first tell us, what is an abdominal aortic aneurysm?
It's when the wall of a blood vessel weakens and there is a balloon-like dilation called an aneurysm that sometimes develops. This happens most often in the abdominal aorta, which is an essential blood vessel that supplies blood to your legs.
So the aorta supplies blood downward from the heart, yes?
Yes.
And what would put somebody at risk for having this type of an aneurysm?
Family history is pretty important. Sometimes aneurysms run in families. If you have a first-degree relative that's had an abdominal aortic aneurysm, you are about 10 to 12 times more likely to develop an abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Are there certain other risk factors, lifestyle factors?
Absolutely. Smoking is definitely one of them, especially in men older than 60. Also, any history of atherosclerosis, high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, heart or peripheral vascular disease are all associated with abdominal aortic aneurysm formation.
People hear the word aneurysm and they think of this balloon, and it can be a very scary thing to think about. So what are some symptoms, and are there any symptoms that would let somebody know?
Well, in most cases, symptoms may be absent, actually. Sometimes they call this the silent killer. Usually these aneurysms are found when you're being evaluated for another medical condition. But when you do have the symptoms of an aneurysm rupture, you'll feel a sudden severe pain in your abdomen or your back. And if you have those symptoms, you must seek immediate care because it may be obviously possibly rupturing.
So would you know if you had an abdominal aortic aneurysm if it did not rupture?
Not necessarily. Sometimes they can be asymptomatic. So, you know, we always recommend getting a screening. There is a government program called SAVE Act. If you are over the age of 65 and have smoked at least 100 packs, the screening is free for Medicare patients.
And what's the screening involved?
It's basically a 30-minute non-invasive ultrasound evaluation, looking at your abdominal aorta to see if it's enlarged.
What can you do? Suppose they get this screening and you see that there's the beginnings of an abdominal aortic aneurysm. What do you do for them?
We would do an ultrasound surveillance, meaning we would get a test every 6 to 12 months to monitor the aneurysm growth for its risk of rupture.
And then is there a surgical intervention or do they use medication?
When it gets to a certain size, usually about 5 to 5.5 centimeters in diameter, or if it's rapidly enlarging, there are two ways that the aneurysm can be repaired. One is open surgery, which requires a placement of a prosthetic graft, and that requires a hospital stay of about 4 to 10 days with a recovery time of up to 3 months. There is also a minimally less invasive treatment, which is an endovascular aneurysm repair, where only 2 small groin incisions are made, and guided by X-ray imaging, the vascular surgeon introduces a tiny device in the artery, and this device is used to reinforce the arterial wall and exclude the aneurysm. And most patients stay in the hospital maybe 1 to 2 days, and the recovery time is shorter than with the open surgery.
So can an aneurysm, Dr. Smith, sometimes leak or just slightly bleed as opposed to rupture?
Yes, absolutely. That can be found. And usually, sometimes they're with symptoms, but usually they're found on a CT. And of course, we definitely have to treat those as well, because those are what we call impending rupture.
So is there any preventive techniques or any preventive lifestyle modifications you'd like people to know about to help reduce their risk? Does eating a healthy diet or exercise or any of those things help?
Oh, absolutely. Number one, know your family history. If you or someone you love are diagnosed with abdominal aneurysm, educate your relatives of their increased risk. If you smoke, ask your vascular surgeon to help you find a smoking cessation program that will work for you. Obviously, like you said, follow a healthy low-sodium diet, maintain a healthy weight, get regular exercise and have your blood pressure and cholesterol checked regularly.
That's really good advice. And in just the last few minutes, Dr. Smith, what should people with abdominal aortic aneurysm or risk for it think about when they're seeking care?
They should do some lifestyle changes such as exercise, which can slow the aneurysm progression. Some medications can also be used to reduce some of these symptoms. So just talk to your doctor, your primary care physician, to evaluate for medications to control your blood pressure, lower cholesterol, and maybe possibly thin your blood.
And why should they come to Palmdale Regional Medical Center for their care?
We have a great multidisciplinary team that can perform these minimally invasive surgery for conditions such as abdominal aortic aneurysm.
And tell us just a little bit more about your team.
We are made up of vascular surgeons, cardiologists, and a great operative staff, all to help our patients deal with this disease.
Thank you so much. It's such great information. You're listening to Palmdale Regional Radio, and for more information, you can go to palmdaleregional.com. That's palmdaleregional.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Palmdale Regional Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.